This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good. So I wanted to go through, first of all, I haven't seen most people probably in a year over here, at least not live. So it's nice to be together again as in a sort of fanable pun in Mamish. So this is a shtickle from Takanas HaShavim, Reb Tzadik Seif on Tshuva. Like all his forim, it sort of runs one in into another inyan. Even his simonim and his sifim are all, you know, it's not cut with a knife. They're sort of continuous. So I took out a piece that I felt was doable about Yom Kippur specifically, and something that I think gives a whole new aura on Yom Kippur. I want to frame it with a question, and that I think his mahalach really addresses. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. It's a very, very holy day, and so on and so forth. Is there really, if you think about it, is there any chibur between the two things? People who do aveiros are supposed to do tshuva. So if a person, let's say, is a balavera, and he decides on some day that he's going to start doing tshuva, it's a wonderful thing. It's very nice. But to say that it's a simcha or a yontiv, it's a simcha if he did the tshuva correctly and, you know, and he's now a scapper. But the day itself is kind of just a day of hard work. Like, where is the extra dimension of it? Once it's niskapa, in other words, the ktusha that we associate with Yom Kippur, is it a result of doing tshuva? Is it what allows tshuva to happen? And so on. In other words, how do we frame the idea of Yom Kippur with the tshuva? Is it because it's a holy day we do tshuva? Is it because you do tshuva, it's a holy day? That's really the frame. Yes?
The Yom itself.
Yes. Correct. But does that have, how does that dovetail with the tshuva process? Cause, a corollary, a result. You know, it's the Yom HaGadol Vaneira, and it's in terms of the Madregas, it's beyond. How does that fit? And we'll learn through the shtickle, and I think it gives us a tremendous hezba in understanding how the two act together. So let's start shtickel hey. It's on next page 98. Just the way it came out in the printing. So this is Simen Ches, Sif Hey, I guess, in this Madur of the Takanas HaShavim. Vehainu. So it sort of starts in the middle of the sentence, but really it's sort of a hezba on a famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Chachma was asked, what do you do with a person who sinned? And Chachma said that the person needs, you know, it says the Russia raw tear the fame. The bad that he did is going to pursue him. In other words, basically, Chachma said, hopeless. Nevi'im said, he'll die. The Torah said, they'll bring a carbon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he should do tshuva. That's the famous Yerushalmi. And he's going to give a hezba to the Yerushalmi. The truth is, in some ways, it's sort of the morals in the Siva Tshuva says something similar. He says it in different oifen, and we'll learn it. Hey, so Vehainu is an explanation based off that Yerushalmi, which he had mentioned before the Haga. Vehainu, divada ilohay mitzvah satayra, rak zera samach lasut sonai, vechol chatoi ho'ever, v'oinshna, born of rak neshava mitzvah melech, im kein hoye bedin, had the perspective on mitzvahs been, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's all it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like this. So tshuva would be an obvious. We would not consider tshuva in any sense an extraordinarily special act on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part. I mean, it's normal for people that when you're upset with somebody, I expected you to come, I expected you to do this, you didn't do it. So people are a little upset, annoyed, they forgive. It's not extraordinary. It's I was upset and I forgave. So what? So had that been the correct description of Torah, then there's a sit. Had that been the correct description for Torah, then there would not be any special chesed, anything special about tshuva. Normal people, basav adam, do something, they make up. It's expected of a person that if you really are sincerely regret it, you make up. So that's it. So on and so forth. So he proceeds, and I'm not going to read all of it. In the second hand column, the left column. No, that's not the right perspective. And so on. But the Aval Be'emis, let's go skip down to the two or three lines. Aval Be'emis, a Torah tfus my sebrachus. So, had Torah been understood as being what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to happen and not like to happen, and our doing right or wrong would be simply doing contrary to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants or not, we would not in any sense of the word say that tshuva is an extraordinary chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol, be'emes ha-teiru tfus ma'aseh b'reishis, k'moy she'amru. So Tzaddik says the real way of understanding mitzvahs is it's a certain ruchnistika mitzias that is real. In the sense, so let's take an example. So there are physical things that are real. If a person walks off a roof, then he falls. That there's no two ways about it. It's gravity pulls him down. If a person undergoes severe emotional stress, something happens to him. It's real. We don't understand the mechanism exactly. We don't. But b'chol ofen, a person psychologically also reacts in a certain way to something. A person gets into a habit of something, he becomes meshubed. There are many things not quite physical that we look at it as being reality. The world of Torah and mitzvahs klapi de nefesh is a certain reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. The Torah to us is not what I would like to happen, but it's a description of what is. And that's the pshat shalu lechachma, choyte mateyaleo, and chachma answered Rasha ratir defeim. In other words, it's a metzias. Chachma means, let's understand what the word chachma is context. We ask chachma, we ask nevuah, we ask Torah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachma is a structure, a metzias that exists. When I know something means I understand its structure. How does it act in a certain circumstances? That's chachma. If a person can act on whim, there's no chachma to understand him. Chachma means that I'm dealing with facts, things that will always be in a certain way. It could be chemistry, it could be biology, it could be psychology. But chachma requires. So the world was created with chachma. When it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'chachma, Reishis Bar, the famous diagnosis, b'chuchmasa, it means that the world operates on a certain system. And yes, everything was a Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created it, but the Ratzon includes a layer of chachma, which means a system that's consistent, and as far as we're concerned, inviolable. It's nature within itself is a structure and it's fixed. The ruchnistic world that Torah describes is not different in any way than that. It's a metzias. There's a Torah's mincha says, it's spoke about Rosh Hashanah actually. Terz Mincha says this, Terz Mincha is a Talmud of Rashba, and he speaks, it's in Parshas Nitzavim, or Vayelech, is one of the Parshas, he speaks about Kadosh Baruch Hu being Mal Oras HaLev, and how we'll change and be different. And he says that the word Shema, it says, Ayoyim B'Koylus Yishmoon, that if you listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Gula will come and everything good will come. So he asks, I mean, has there not ever been a generation where people did what was right? Was there never a fulfillment of being Shemea B'Kol Hashem? And he says there were a lot of generations that did fulfill. So why isn't that called in Tishmu B'Koyli? So he said the word Shemia in Lashon Kodesh in Torah has two meanings. One is to hear, and one means to get it, to understand. It's like in Yiddish, der Herr, Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say always, Vayishma Yisrael doesn't mean Yisrael heard, it means der Herr. In other words, you give me information, where does also live, you tell me, so I heard it from you. I didn't chop it myself, it's information that I trust. But if you explain something to me that I understand, that Shmia is closer, is Yediya. So the Tos Mincha says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at Sinai, he spoke on two levels. Just like Shmia is on two levels, the Dvar Hashem is on two levels. There's a Shmia of Hu Ama Vayehi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and it became a Metzias. God said Vayhi Or, from that point on, every single ray of light goes with that speed, at the same speed, and has the same properties, and so on. It's a Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also spoke at the level of a Tzivui, which is less. It means the nature is that you can eat chaza, and it'll be biologically beneficial for you, but I don't like you to do it. That's a second way of the hearing the Dvar Hashem. Had we not sinned in Sinai, had we not been choyte, and we would have been mekabel Torah perfectly, it would have been a metzias. There's a story that the Kotzke, the Chiddushim took the Sfas Emes to see the Kotzke twice. He was a little kid, and everyone asked him why Shlep is a little kid, and the Chiddushim said, I want him to see an Emes Yid, a Vore Yid, once in his life. So he remembered one thing. When he was there, somebody made off with the Kotzke Rebbe's coat. Somebody stole the coat. I guess if he had Rebbe's Nahai Madregas, he had Ganov Nahai Madregas, and they were afraid to steal. I mean, we'd be scared to steal the coat. He stole it. The Rebbe come, the Gabbai comes running in. His name was Reb Hirsch. That was the famous guy. His Rebbe. I don't know how it happened, but they stole the coat. The Rebbe was a Rebbe, and she said, "Of course, everything here is hefka. Nothing, you know, it's a less than die. And of course, they'll steal stuff." And the Kotzke said, "What do you mean they stole? It says lo signoivu. What does that mean?" And the Sfas Emes said he couldn't for years afterwards. He couldn't understand how a person could steal. Like the Rebbe said, I don't understand. It's like you're telling me something flew off. It levitated. What does that mean? In other words, the second deher at Har Sinai was low, when it says lo signof, lo yisaneh hashachar, means you cannot. The same Ribbono Shalom that said ye or said zoch zeh mashabes, shema zeh mashabes. It's the same tzivu. We didn't hear it that way. We heard it as a rishus and a rotzen, as opposed to metzias. The haftacha of ayoyim mekoyle sishmo means tishmo on the madrega when we hear the second undertone. That sense of metzias, that's a new world. In the new world, we're going to understand ruchnias as a metzias, as opposed to a suggestion, an ideal, a vision, or whatever else you want, whatever other term you want to use. So chachma means what HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured in the Bria as a Metzias Kayemis. And Chochmah says What do you mean? What does it do? If you smash something, what happens? It's smashed. If I was mashchis my neshama chas v'shalom, it's mushchas. There is no, that's by definition. Ra is that rasha ra terfe means the ra will eat you up. So just like a person who's had a traumatic experience emotionally, he's washed up. A person who's done averis is ruchnistik washed up. So he says, was informing us. He wasn't instructing us. He was informing. So what does it mean, mechila? I can forgive you, but whatever you did is a metzias that ate you up. A person wounded himself. Is it going to help that he has charata? In his words, same thing. That mitzad the world of chachma, there is no real makom for tshuva. Because everything in this world, there is nothing in this world that can be fixed. You can break a statue and you can glue it together. That's a new bria. It's so the statue that was. I took the piece of what was and I glued them. So yes, I've used parts of the old ones, but it's not the old one back again. It's simply a new thing that happened when I glued the pieces. In this world, there is destruction and nothing comes back again. That is the Metzius' world. And therefore, there is the marker of tshuva, mitzad mahalcholam. I'm talking about the ruchnistik mahalcholam of this world. Mitzad the ruchnistik mahalcholam of this world is known for tshuva. Vav. As kol ze mitzad chukin shmarek shmarek be'olamoy, v'hamidus umamorish v'nivra olam, v'sheve me'breishis, ha'noyslin gvul v'kitzol choldova. At this level, things are fixed, and there is no makom for tshuva or anything like it in the sense that it will actually repair something. Avul, Hashem yisbarach bara tshuva kodem la'olam, v'kodma nekspeishis, v'kodma la'tera gam kein. So let's talk about this. Let's describe this. Also, let's try to describe this in physical phenomena and understand it. Let's say a person. So we said, a person breaks a table. It's broken and it's gone, and that's all there is to it. If a person cuts a piece of skin on his finger, so mitzad the skin on his finger, you can glue it together until tomorrow, that's a glued piece of skin. That's all it is. But somewhere, the process that caused the original skin to grow is still around. And it will regenerate skin because I'm tapping in the skin that I cut is the here and the now. If that's all that existed, if I have a piece of leather, a leather cover of some sort, if I cut it, the same halacha is chal on it that is chal on anything else I break. You can glue it, you can sew it, it's not the same again. But if the skin is living, it means that the sheirish is beyond the skin, beyond the piece of skin that's here now. There's something that keeps growing skin, and that sheirish, if it's still around, will keep generating skin again and again, or whatever else the body can be regenerated. So that means like this: the world is a circle, And within the circle, everything that goes down doesn't come back again. But there is a beyond the circle where things came from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechatchila made something there that allows it to that continues the process of creating something. We have today materials that come back again after you've twisted it or turned it, all sorts of memory. So that means locked into somewhere, there's a picture of what was. And so when you take that memory thing and it comes back by itself, it's not that you fixed it. It's the self came back again. The chazal that tshuva was kodem to Briyas HaOlam means that it's something that the world started with a sheirish. That sheirish is beyond laws of nature. It's Briyas HaOlam. The Briyas Yesh Mayim. The Briyas is not a product of laws of nature. It's the other way around. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a circle that includes all the law. That's the circle. The universe we know is the laws of nature. And in that circle, whatever is broken doesn't get fixed. But when you're able to tap into something before it, to summon that shot, that's the pshat that tshuva was cut on the Briyas HaOlam. It's a Pesach to the type of Metzias that is before the universe. And that's why tshuva came before Torah, because Torah is already the system of what exists and the laws that the world works with, and this came beyond it. That's what we say, that's called a psicha shar. Is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the call, like, you know, we're knocking on his door and he answers and says, yeah, I think I'm a tshuva. It opens a shar for the person himself. So the shar that's niftach on Yom Kippur is a shar. Let's talk about this point. The shar that opens up on Yom Kippur is into the Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim is not used ever. It's fascinating. The Kohen Gadol goes in. I always want to be mechaper when nobody was supposed to be there all year. Like he's mechaper on Tuma. Like nobody was supposed to be using it all year. He goes in. What's the pshat net going in? The Kodesh Kodashim is a place that has an ongoing nace in its very existence. And the fact that something fits into something the same size as itself is hefach the laws of nature at a very root level. Why was that nace needed? I mean, male of the other nisim, so they needed for different reasons. The fire consuming things, not extinguishing. All the other nisim are nisim, A, that have some function, and B, they show people. People are and see how, you know, niflos abore. They're in the base of Mikdash and they see things disappear in the ground, and they see if the fire doesn't get extinguished, v'chulu v'chulu, and the candle that lasts longer, and all the nisim. What's the nisim Kodesh Kodeshim is seen by nobody. Kohen Gadol once a year. What's the point of it? The answer is the mitzvahs of Kodesh Kodashim, it's not a nace for display. It's the mitzvahs that's beyond our makom. That something cannot fit into something its same size is as basic as a sense of mitzvahs as you can get. And this means this is the place where this stops existing. It's a gateway into something beyond the most fundamental chukim. That's the Pesach, that's the Shah, that's Niftach. So the Shah that opens up, the Shah that opens up into the world beyond the framework that we have over here is that shah. It's the heart of the entire world. He brings it in Hebrew on the bottom, the whole arichas. So this is, in other words, in order to allow for tshuva, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to give the world a Pesach and the tshuva, we needed a makam and a zman that's beyond mitzias. That's necessary for tshuva, because within the system itself, tshuva is a patch. It's not really tshuva in the full sense of the word. All of these different remozim that tshuva is something which is a mitzias that comes from beyond our mitzias. And then he brings a few parallels. Valkain is Azman Shuvah Lakoyot. The Rambam says, when he speaks about Yom Kippur, that is a, it's a keitz from Mechila and Slicha, it's a Zman Shuvah Lakoyot. So the Hadgosha of a Zman Shuvah Lakoyot is, it's because it opens into a world that where tshuva comes from, it's a Pesach for everyone. When we're doing tshuva normally, it's we have to create it, and he'll speak in a minute about that. Here, it's the zman is goyim because that's where the zman is located. I'm going to skip a little bit because just me tshuva just a lot of segues and different nekudas here. Okay, the list like two lines before the end of this column. V'hu achas mi mitzvos haTorah. So he says an extraordinary twist to this. And let's understand what his knach is over here. When you have a shar, when you have a Pesach, you need something that is accessible to both sides. By definition, a doorway connects two sides. In Shabbos, you have a shaila of a skupel of nim and that, where's the shesha yachad, where's the shesha rabim? A doorway connects two things. The incredible mitzvah of tshuva is something that's beyond the mitzvahs, beyond this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the world of mitzvahs. In other words, specifically Yom Kippurim. So the normal tshuva is like a band-aid. That's part of this world. Things can be band-aided. But this type of Yom Kippur is something that is part of it. It's shayrish, it's beyond this world, but it's a mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvah, one of the Tayyik mitzvahs. Averis Yom Kippurim and the Inyanim of Yom Kippur and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu he made a tunnel. He created a bridge between the two, and that's what the Pesach is. Elashu behelem by Alma. It's something that within this world, it's inexplicable. We don't have a way to explain how we could go through Yom Kippur and come out kilu lehoya, that there was no chet. So we don't grasp it, but we know it's a mitzias. The bizman klushoso shehoya sham leva oilamay betachas a helam, the call odom lia boil moyed, vafilo oisam shed muspneim kumar. It says that when the kohen went into machapa, no one could be there in the oil, not even a malach. It means that we don't have a way to be teifus it. The process is beyond us, and yet it became part of our metzias. So he gives here a hezba in what is the kedusha, what are the all the parts of the tainis come in? Normally, the way we understand inuyim is that the inuyim are there to be machnia you, person's hungry, person's barefoot, a person, all the chamisha inuyim. So he's more contrite, he's more humble, and he's mevakish, and certainly it's true. But the word inuy really doesn't mean, we talk about torture, it really means deprivation, like an ani, somebody who's missing, lacking. Kolzman, we are in a guf mode. We're not really shayach to a world beyond our world. And b'mele, it's hard for us to connect to that world. With the world where tshuva can come from is a ruchnistic world. And as long as we're stuck in a physical world, we don't really connect well to that world. By giving us the inuyim, we are lifting ourselves out of this mitzias, and it allows us to gain a pesach in another mitzias. I want to try to describe it a little bit. I don't know if the word is emotional or regish. When people go through Yom Kippur, a good Yom Kippur, so we really have a dual feeling. On the one hand, we're hungry, we're tired, we're definitely it's physically is been a toll in some way. On the other hand, a person feels a deep satisfaction that he didn't feel otherwise, and in some ways, it's because I'm not physical now. I've sort of reduced my physicality to some degree. I can be toyim of something that's beyond. The two go together. To be toyim from that world where tshuva is possible from, a person must take a step out of this world. Zayin. V'kach b'mitzvah ha-Torah, mitzvah ha-tshuva behelon tzalom hazeh. Tshuva is really not something that makes sense to us, and he brings a fascinating riot to it, a fascinating point. Lefiko, Mishpatei Sanhedrin, she mishpotim she ba'olam hazeh, ein ha'tshuva me'elos lahem. Kein koyach le'tshuva she'yor le'taken, ha'koydem she'ya ki'ilu chota, oy oyd k'schuyas bevor ba'olam hazeh she'am l'sgalya. V'arei k'fi esgalo she'odem ha'she'yor le'naim ho'y ma'isachet. So first of all, he says, when you go to Beis Din, tshuva doesn't work. If a person is schlepped into Beis Din because he did an aveira that's chayev malchus or misa or whatever it is, tshuva will not work. Why not? I mean, so you can always say we doubt his sincerity, but let's say we don't doubt his sincerity. The answer is a dayan. It says ein l'dayan al masha ein of ro'os. We can only deal with physical realities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a limited space where we execute judgment, and that space is in a physical world. In a physical world, if the person ate a davar asa, he ate it. And the remorse is good, and the tshuva is good, but he ate it. And he didn't not eat it. And therefore, there's malchus on it. It's because Beis Din does not have the ability to step outside of this world. It's given, and that's why a dayan paskens kfir is enough, as he sees. So that's one place where you see that tshuva was not given totally in this world. We do tshuva, and it helps us, but we can't use tshuva because we don't really have a handle on it. One. Then he says, very kifis galosh, yeah. For af bedina shemaim la achak zadin shesem alachim, benim yoidim mich machshavas shabalek, mashem and shem choy kalev, like mehanin, we'll see in a second. So the halach, it says a lot of times you find chazal by Haman and Mordechai that if there was a gzar din, if it's nechtam in dam, if it's nechtam in this, that it nothing, you can't take it back anymore. The reason is because once something has become a metzias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take it back, unless you have Maisa Nisim. Kolzman, something is still by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hands, Kaviyachol, you know, it's in his hands only, then it's not a Metzias yet. And we don't need Maise Nisim to take care of it. It's, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbonus and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yir Lelevav. Once something has entered this world as a Metzias, in the Rambanic space, that's why when a Navi does a physical act, there's no going back because it's done. So Malachim are part of this world. And once it gets to Malachim, again, it doesn't, without a Nes, nothing will happen. However, Aser Yisrael Tshuva is a man when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga comes down much deep into our world. Normally, Hanhaga is through Malachim. It means this is the physical world is run with Klalim. Malachim work on Klalim and structure and whatever Klal or whatever happens with them, that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's Megala himself, Aser Yisrael Tshuva, it's a much more imminent type of Hanhaga, and it's a real part of our lives. Dalkein Omri HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat V'Yoshev HaMishpat V'Hu Yodea Mamak HaLev. Normally, it is the phrasing around Mishpat is the Beis Din Shel Malah. In the Sesame Tshuva, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Melech HaMishpat and Melech HaKadosh. V'Hu Yodea Mamak HaLev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yir Lelevav. The Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends the physical realities, and his judgment deals with a person's labor. V'sagi b'tshuva levada, li'es nikra memela ha'gzar din ade tshuva. And therefore, tshuva alone is enough. Kivan deshav la'ashem b'chol liboy, ein mokum oid la'oynish, shumavera atzman teverasei. So since the person has undone it at the Sheirish, then there's no need to deal with Avera anymore. I've taken the life out of, so just like if an animal is attacking me with its claws and its paws and whatever it is, and I kill it, I don't have to worry about the paws and the claws and whatever else. It's Sheirish is dead, so the animal's dead. If I can go and undo the sheirish of it, then the hemshach of it goes as well also. I always, point of mine, I always thought that that's possibly the inyan why we have Kol Nidre, Ataras Adarim, and the beginning of Kippur, because it's the only Avera / Maisa that we can undo retroactively, and we do it by taking out the sheirish. In other words, a neder is halachically classified as pivili b'shavin. If you say words you didn't mean to say, it's not a neder. And if you think of something and you didn't say it, it's also not a neder. It's only when you expressed your real rutzen through words, that's the definition of a neder. Hataras nedarim. It's fascinating. The Mishnah calls it Taras Nedarim Peruchim Ba'ave, Be'im HaShem Zochu. It's floating in the air and has nothing to rely on. So Mishnah Chagiga is talking about Psukim and so on. But it also describes its Metzias. I don't take a sledgehammer to the words you said. I go to the Sheirish and I say, were you really thinking when you said it? Had you realized what the consequence of your action is, would you do it? That's a Taras Nedarim. Bekulin is charatna, the only halacha where charata works, not megidrei tshuv alone, but it works by undoing. If a person has charata on a kinyan he made, tough luck. Anything, a person, you know, any other transaction, it doesn't work. Anything that's neder, hektish, things like that, that's where it works, because the metzias of a neder is half this world, half somewhere else. And therefore, and so the same idea is a reason why that's not dumb. וכן לציבו בשיים עושה שם, כששוב לו השם יסברך, הוא ממליך עושה יסברך, עליהם לי עושה השם שאיפתנו והוא ישענו. הציבור also has a school to bring themselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more imminent in the society, then Mechila is shayach in the saif. מה שאין כן יוחד, די מלך בלוי עם, אין יוחד להמשך יסגל לסמיד את המלכוס הרוסה זמי תשובה למשך מהששנה, שעוז יסגל סמלכוסי שביר סעוי למצל עצמי, שהוא בור לוי עם כדי לגל סמיד סמלכוסי. So these days are special. A, they're a hemshech of Bryas Olam, and two, the tachlis of Bryas Olam was Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Zman of Malchus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen as being the one running it. V'chem is gala v'chol Hashanah Bryas Malchus HaNevroim, mitzad atzmai b'lo Yisrael Hashem, Yisrael Mircha Atzmai Ratzainam, v'al dey tefilosh l'Hashem Yisberuch, v'korav l'korav, v'yoch l'korav z'adin sh'nim z'malochim gam sh'am Yisrael. Okay, so let's just recap the piece here, because I think it gives us an extraordinary insight into Kedushas Hayom and why the Kedushas Hayom is absolutely necessary for tshuva. We started by asking the relationship. Tshuva as a patch is always possible. But more than a patch, within the framework of seichel, of Metzias, as we know it, there's no such thing as something regenerating itself and making believe as if it never happened. When something has a crack, it has a crack, and you can cover it, and you can paint it, and you can fill it, but it's a crack with a filling. So there is no real mahalchit tshuva in the Bria in a very fundamental way. There is a Pesach. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as we know it as a circle within a much larger circle. And in that larger circle, which is, so to speak, pre-Bria and beyond Bria, is where tshuva lies. It means the same koyach that made something when nothing was there. So just like my body grew skin from nothing, from one cell skin came out, so skin can be regenerated from that same setup. Whatever process allowed it to come from nowhere allows it to regenerate. That process is the process of the type of tshuva that's offered in Yom Kippur. It requires a Pesach into a different world, and that's why the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Sheresh and the Makar of it. It requires that the world be run by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or better said, our perception is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is running the world, because that means that it's not an unthinking, just laws of Malachim and nature that run the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yer Lelevav. It's a much deeper, it's just like the Shevish of my actions are my heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge over there. And that Pesach, into that world is what allows. So the Kedushas Hayom itself is what gives us the possibility of the type of tshuva he's talking about. It means drawing from the same sheirish that there's Bryas Olam. So Rosh Hashanah, we celebrate Bryas Olam, Bryas Adam. That same sheirish allows for tshuva, which is a rebirth of a person. That's the Dov Tehukar. It's a big day. Yeah, what?
Does that mean when we say that tshuva was preceded?
Yes.
Torah, it's not just that it preceded, he was the first one in line, but the Torah came out of the tshuva.
Correct. In other words, the first thing, the Maral says it, I'll spend another minute too. The Maral says it, says, Tevi Yash Hashem, the Hemshav Daisham is Tevi Yash Hashem, Kal Yerach HaTorim B'Derech. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, is Yashar, because Yashar Tov, we'll leave the word Yashar alone a minute in the context, but the word Tov, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world mechanically, this is the world, then there's nothing before it. And the mashal is always, if let's say I have a school and I want to take only the brightest kids and I give a test, someone that fails, tough luck. That's that, I have no interest in that person coming. Let's say, on the other hand, somebody is a father trying to train his kid to take the test. So he's going to make the test as tough as the school, and he will try to be very tough. But at the end of the day, he's going to keep going again and again until the kid passes, because his tachlis is that the kid pass. The school had no tachlis like that. So just give a test, didn't do well, that's it. The father had the tachlis. Had a Kodesh Baruch Hu not created the world with a tachlis of toiv, that's it. This is the Metzias, and that's it. But since there's a sheirish before the Bria, tshuva means that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the Bria by hook or by crook to come back and to be toiv. So that nekuda is what keeps, gives the ability to regenerate and to recreate the world. Yes.
Two things. One is, how do you explain din in this context? And two is, we're chaser, because it's mashma from his whole column here, that you need the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we're stuck. We can do as best as we can, but we're not going to get you. Yeah.
The Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful, it's a clip, it's been around, like he explains how a Yid gets lost in Avodah, and he pictures himself, he's there and there, and then he realizes he's not. And then all of those piyutim of it's churban, it's bad, that follows because you know, he said the person gets lost, and he gets very, he himself gets very emotional, gets very lost in it, and you know, and here's the Kohen Gadol, and they bring the pan and say that. And then he wakes up, this is not the Metzias around him. And that's where all those piyutim follow, you know, that we have nothing and this and that. But you're right, it's something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Zman some skula that we can tap into it. There is something in the Zman, but of course, that's why we yearn for that. That should awaken in us the sense of yearning. That's a good point.
What about Din?
So din is always, the way din and tov works, let's go back to the mashma of a father and a child. A father wants a child to have the best. A wise father realizes that giving it to him gratis is not going to make him the happiest, and it's not the best. He wants him to earn it, and maybe even sometimes to feel what it's like to be hungry, so that the tov that he gets is full tov. Din is always seen subordinate, and you know, oylam chesed yibane, bar oylam with midas hadin. In other words, chesed. The reason is toiv. The toiv that Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes is that we earn our way, and we earn every bit of toiv that comes across.